Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brunansky scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Teufel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Laudner moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Collins steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bakhti hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schramm catches it and throws to first to double up Griffin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tellman now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Kingman scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Twins. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wardle fires to first and picks off Collins. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's Athletics, 7, Twins, 7. Keith Atherton now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Salas now catching. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Lysander now pitching. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Picciolo. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Picciolo steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Davis steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Davis catches it and throws to third to double up Davis. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.